Some encouraging signs in the Bloomington normal economy are part of the latest report to the Economic Development Council coming up tomorrow. Illinois Farm Bureau economist Mike Dougherty says unemployment continues to bounce along the beneficial bottom of the trough at 3.5 to 4%.
You know, that unemployment was up a little bit for the whole state of Illinois, and I think we were caught in that too, a slight increase, but that came along with an increase in our labor force. So, you know, that's what happens. You get down into these low unemployment numbers, 3.5%, maybe somewhere around there, and it incentivizes people to go out and look for a job. They start hearing from friends, family, hey, there are jobs out there. They go out and look, and sometimes more go out and look than what there really were jobs ready, and so they end up being registered as being quote-unquote unemployed. And so you get a little increase there. So it's not always a bad sign.
If it is possible to get to an estimate of discouraged workers, it is about that 0.5% then.
Yeah. In fact, U6, which is the measure for, they call it the discouraged workers, and it includes part-time workers who would like to be full-time. They're a big piece of that. That actually increased nationally in October. So that may be part of the story here too, which if it's true, if Bloomington Normal mimics that national figure, then we may have some workers out there who could go up to full-time work.
How do we know that the 0.5% oscillation to 3.6 to 4.1 and back and forth and back and forth is the same thing each time, whether it's people who are starting to look or whether it's some sort of seasonal variation or some sort of industry change with a different industry taking its turn?
That's a darn good question. I'd say we don't really know. You look over time, you look at what other things correlated with that fluctuation, and you take your best guess on that, you know. So
how does Bloomington Normal stack up compared to other metro areas?
You know, we're really doing on unemployment in line with Springfield, in line with Champaign-Urbana, you know, similar communities, similar in terms of size. Our unemployment rates consistently are lower than Peoria's. That's been true for many years, and lower than Decatur's. And, of course, they have a different economic structure, much greater manufacturing base than we have here. And I think that's where it shows up. And so that has continued.
How about the overall size of the workforce? What do the tea leaves tell us?
Well, it was nice to see in September, October, an increase in the labor force that was coincided with an increase in Illinois labor force. And, you know, the labor force trend has been negative across many parts of the United States, not all parts, but especially here in the Midwest, and especially here in Bloomington Normal. It's just been a continuing downward slight trend in labor force numbers. That's everybody who is employed plus those who are actively seeking employment. We saw a turnaround on that in September and October. Now, we will see. That October number is a preliminary number, so you never know. There could be a revisement on that. But if it holds, then we've had an increase here, a little uptick in the fall that we haven't seen quite to this degree. It surpassed our usual fall uptick that we have. We always do have a little increase around October here.
Why?
Well, that's a good question. You know what? It's a college town. It's a little easier to explain why in the summer we might have a decrease while other communities have an increase. So maybe it's just the inverse of the fact that it's the college base here. We had this slight increase. Maybe people are also getting ready in advance for winter and getting some things done and hiring things out to be done on their homes. I'm not sure. With that increase, it brings us back up. You mentioned that, Charlie, and it's interesting that I look back over the last 10 years of numbers for Bloomington Normal, and I see that except for our really high years, which was around 2010, 2011, 2012, we're edging back up to our historic levels of labor force.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mike Dougherty, an Illinois Farm Bureau economist, as he prepares to brief the Bloomington Normal by the numbers luncheon. So should we take those 2010 to 2012 numbers as an aberration? I mean, at one point we thought that was the high water mark and it was great news and that would be the new base.
Yeah.
But it's not, we shouldn't count on that.
No, I guess, you know, it depends on how you want to view what's happened to our main financial industry backbone here and also manufacturing over the years, you know, between Mitsubishi and State Farm and, you know, the degree of permanence, you know, they say is what the, you know, it's the new future or whatever. You know, I still think it's a healthy target to maintain, to get back to those, if we get fully back and exceed those historic numbers.
Of, 98,000?
Yeah, 98 to close to 100,000 there. But you know, that may not be possible given, you know, how things have restructured.
Other sectors.
Well, it's sort of interesting. We did have a slight slippage in terms of sectors of the economy. This is in terms of just numbers, though, of employment. So it is not tax revenue. So tax revenues or actual economic activity could be different than the employment numbers. But the employment numbers softened a little bit for financial activities. That includes, of course, State Farm and Country Insurance and some of those companies. And also professional and business services also softened a little bit. This is year over year.
That's an interesting downward trend for professional and business services because the overall pattern nationwide has been as financial activities have declined, professional and business services have increased because it's been a job replacement or transition from one category to the other.
Right, they outsource a little bit.
But now they're both down.
Yeah, and keeping in mind that professional and business services tend to be small, many of those people are small companies. They may operate in big, within bigger companies like even hospitals and companies like that size. But individually, you know, they are CPAs, so they're licensed professionals. They're architects, they're doctors and dentists, and anybody with a license, is my understanding, that falls in under professional business services.
So what's happening there?
You know, I really think it's just tied to the slight decrease in the financial activities. I think they're just moving together. I'm not sure how much of a lag time there might be in that professional and business services. As you think about the fact that these are licensed professionals, I would imagine things would have to be soft over a period of time for them to actually not be working or to leave the area. So it may be a lagged one of those lagged numbers.
You've already talked about manufacturing being down by about 6%. How about education and health services?
You know, that's the shining star for this area, the education and health services. So your hospitals and school employment up 1% and 2% in September and October. And that's been very consistent over time. And particularly leisure and hospitality. We've seen that over the years here now, consistently increasing. So that takes into account the hotel and conference business.
Are both those seasonal patterns, or is that seasonally adjusted?
Well, it's year over year for those months. So hopefully that would take the seasonality out of them, especially if you look back, you know, over 4 or 5 years for those same months each year.
What's going on with trade, transportation, and utilities?
You know, that's a small category in terms of total numbers for us, and it's a tough one to nail down. So I'm not quite sure what businesses might be falling into that, where we had this year-over-year decline of 4 to 5%. But, you know, when I look at the overall here, yes, we had some softening in our main, you know, if you take financial and business services, financial activities and professional business services, you're talking about 30,000 people, 32,000 people. So you're looking at about a third of our labor force. Manufacturing is very, very small. You look at a couple of these other categories, they add together, kind of balance out that those first two of financial activities and professional business services. So then comparing that kind of a wash, you might say, in the employment numbers, then looking at economic activity based on, now this goes back to July, August, and September, so it does not include October. But if you look at July, August, September economic activity and use state tax revenues as a proxy for that economic activity, so there's some qualifications there, qualifying factors. But if you look at that, overall, Bloomington Normal tax revenues were up by 1.4%. However, it shook out in terms of some softening on the labor side, we did pick up some income or at least some increased economic activity.
There is a marked discrepancy between Bloomington and Normal. Bloomington's down by 4% and Normal's up by close to 10%, 9.5%. So what is going on there?
You know, people have talked about some of the store closings going on over at the Eastland Mall. I think, is that playing a role in that? And that's the only ones I can think of offhand that may have accounted for that decrease in the economic activity in Bloomington.
Mike Dougherty will brief a Bloomington Normal Economic Development Luncheon on the numbers tomorrow. Keynote speakers will focus on renewable energy growth.